You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We went over the daily Twitter poll earlier. Most of you believe they will get past the Islanders in the first round. The question is, what are your worries going into this series? Does it all come down to goaltending, as Colin wrote about at 93.7thefan.com yesterday? And is this big for Tristan Jarry? Because it's the first time he's going to walk into a playoff series as the man. Is it all about Evgeny Malkin and how healthy he is, much less how much he and Chris Letang buy into Mike Sullivan's system? If, God forbid, Colin, 2 weeks from now, we're talking about another first-round loss to the New York Islanders, how will we be looking at it, and who will we be blaming?
Goaltending. I really believe that. I think this is all about goaltending right now. I do. I don't think, unless there's a catastrophic injury, then you could kind of lay it on that. I don't think that there's going to be this dearth of, you know, this big hole in scoring, that it won't happen with either the top end guys or with depth scoring. It honestly feels like to me that Tristan Jarry's granted this opportunity, earned this opportunity. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be really good, and I think he's going to give them a chance to win. Okay?
Oh, absolutely.
And if they don't win, it's going to, if we're talking about something like catastrophic, right? It's going to be because the goaltending just imploded.
Yes.
If they do lose to the Islanders in seven, mm-hmm. if they do get to the second round and maybe lose, he would have given them a chance in games, and they just happened to lose hockey games. But if we're talking about an early exit, like, oh, how in the heck did the Penguins lose in five games to the Islanders?
Right.
I'm talking like four goals in the first 7 minutes. Because we have seen that in various spots from both of these guys. We have seen howlers from both of these guys throughout the course of this year. I don't think it's going to happen in the playoffs. But how in the world do they answer that question until they're in that moment?
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying about goaltending, and I can't refute the fact that this is Tristan Jarry's opportunity to be the guy. He's got one playoff game under his belt, and it was a loss. It was a well-played game,
Well, now, Tristan Jarry kind of won that game and just kind of got outplayed. There was an empty netter at the end of that game.
Yeah.
He was really, really good.
No, Carey Price just stood on his head.
It was super in that game.
Yes.
And it was over anyway. The series was done.
Yeah, you could feel it coming.
It was a five-gamer, and they weren't going to put it together. I think it's a real long shot, but I hope we don't wake up after three games and go, oh my gosh, Jarry had a terrible one, then DeSmith came in and had a terrible one.
All of a sudden they were down 0-2, they went to the island, and they lost one in OT, and the series fell
apart. I don't think that's
going to
happen, but I don't know where Penguins fans can say, I've got all the confidence in the world in Tristan Jarry that he's going to be spectacular. I think he's going to be pretty good, but he needs to prove it.
To keep it focused, to keep the conversation focused on the goaltending for just a second, and then I'll tell you what worries me the most. Is Tristan Jarry, I don't question whether he can win a series against the Islanders. I don't. He's the better goaltender of any of the four possible goaltending options in this series. So I believe that he can beat the Islanders. The question for me will be with Jarry, when they get into a series against the Bruins or the Caps, or beyond that, can he be the goaltender that takes control of a series? That when his team does not play a perfect game in front of him, can steal a game or two in a series, maybe an entire series, and propel them through the playoffs. That, I think, is very fair to question whether we have any belief that that can happen. Not that we don't believe in Jarry the goaltender, but do we believe in Jarry the series-stealing
goaltender?
Well,
that's a very good point, too, because he's not being pressed. Like, it's his job. The only way he would not play is if he played poorly, right?
Right.
He's because of the way it's going to be spread out, because you're not going to have back-to-backs, probably, I wouldn't think.
I can't imagine.
Right? And so he is going to play, and he is penciled in to be the guy all the way through. And he's never understood what it's been like walking into a series and saying, it's on you.
Right.
You're the guy. And you're there the whole time. That's just, there's something different. He may stand up and be spectacular, but there's just no way to answer that question.
Well, and the playoffs in totality for me, for this team, come back to, I don't think there's any great Achilles heel. There's no one player that you point to and say, that's the guy. If we lose, it's all going to break down because of him, outside of those philosophical questions about that we always come back to, and we're always going to come back to until they prove that they've recovered from the 2019 loss to the Islanders and last summer against the Canadiens, which is, are Malkin and Letang going to totally buy into the thing? And that's why I would almost feel compelled, if Evgeny Malkin is not 100%, to just say, you know what, Gino, I understand you want to go and you're 80%, and you feel like you can go enough, but if you're not going to use him in a scrimmage at the end of practice, as they avoided doing yesterday.
I think it's ultra careful.
I would play it ultra careful through the first two games of the series and say, listen, we got Carter. We've seen what that guy can do. He can play second line center for us for a few games if we have to. I wait on Evgeny Malkin until he is 110% ready to go and healthy, unless I know that's not going to happen until the offseason. And I tell him, listen, rest a few more days. Be ready to go at 110%. Be the full Gino that we know you can be, if that can happen in the next 3 or 4 days, rather than plugging him in there in game one. And I know this sounds stupid. You have Evgeny Malkin at your disposal. You use the man. But plugging him in game one, him being like 75, 80%, trying to do too much and not physically being able to do it, and then all of a sudden, because he doesn't quite have his legs, or because they don't quite feel right, his knees for whatever reason bothering him, and he can't do what he wants at the top of the zone on a power play, turns the puck over, a shorty goes back the other way and turns the series.
See, I'm confident that if he's out there, he's as close to 100% as possible. If he's out there, there's no excuses.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to just – and I think that all of this stuff in the run-up is, they say, you're – X amount of years deep into your career. We know what you're all about. We don't need to see it beforehand. Let's just take the days off and hard launch game one. Let's go. And Gino, you know, I think that he'll probably get up for this. I think he'll be fine. I honestly, that's why I keep going back to the goaltending.
Yeah.
Of all the questions that you go down the list, is Letang going to play within the structure of the system?
Right.
How's Carter really going to fold in when the playoffs happen? Is Malkin going to play within the structure of the system? Are they going to get depth scoring? What's going to happen with the configuration of that fourth line when they really do, if they get an injury, who's going to slide in?
Matheson and CeCe show up in the playoffs.
Correct.
Like they have in the regular season.
When you go through that bullet point of all those questions you have, it still comes back to me. And I don't want to hear about, well, did they play well in front of them or whatever. There are going to be key moments in every game when just one mistake by the goaltender swings it all, or one big save by the goaltender swings it all.
Right.
And is Jari going to do that?
Well, we still don't know when they're going to start, so
right.
Who the hell knows how things are going to go. It could be Sunday. It could be – who knows? Again, hopefully we'll know sooner rather than later, you know, like 15 minutes before the drop of the puck. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit them online at ShorkeyKia.com. There's lots of crazy things online. I'll be honest, I don't know if I've ever seen anything crazier than over the last day or two, videos and pictures of people pumping gas into plastic bags.
Well, those are like old. I don't know if those are kind of hoax videos, those ones. I have seen people filling up. I don't believe the plastic bags ones. Those are like old school.
I've seen multiple of them. I did read a story about how one of them was debunked, that it was from like 2019.
I have seen people filling multiple gas cans in the back of their cars, like 10, 15 gas cans.
Stop.
Which is ridiculous.
Stop.
Now, I will say this. I saw with my own eyes, this was probably 2 years ago.
Okay.
And this was on Route 8 at a gas station. With my own eyes, a guy putting gasoline into, and he had two of them, like milk jugs, like
oh my God.
Coulter Yawn or like Turner, like milk jugs that you just get milk out of.
Right.
There was obviously he had milk or he had orange drink or something in them,
yeah.
And then rinsed them out, and then he's setting them on the ground, and he had the gas pump, and he was. Is it my place to say something, or are you just like, hey, that's his business?
Nope.
He blows himself up.
As long as I'm not within the blast radius, I turn the other way.
I was fascinated by this because I was watching it, and I was thinking, okay, when he squeezes the handle, the stream is going to blow that thing over, you know?
You would think.
But he squeezed it real softly
real
and kind of trickled it out, and then he got it going, and he filled that up, and he put the cap right on it. Now, there's a sticker, if you look at those pumps, that says Department of Transportation certified vessels or whatever, all you're supposed to pour the gas in. It doesn't say that, but that's the thumbnail.
Approved containers only.
Yeah,
something
like that.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to question the man's judgment, but I'm guessing that the Coulter Yawn or Turner Dairy or wherever it's from, you know, that's not an approved vessel in which to carry gasoline. And he looked like he'd been working on some, like, he knew, I don't know if he knew what he was doing with gas or didn't know. He looked like he was working on, like, small engines. You know what I mean? Like, the guy had, like, kind of, like, oil
like
and stuff on. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, I kind of trust, he kind of swung me towards the trust in him. I wasn't going to get too close to him. But
isn't that going to eat away at a milk jug?
I would think.
Over time?
He put it right in that milk jug.
Maybe he was planning right on using
that,
it
and
right
then
away.
He put the milk jug, this is even better. He put those two milk jugs. And he had a like an old like Buick kind of car.
Okay.
Right in the back in this trunk into milk cartons.
Oh my God.
Like orange, you know what I'm talking
yeah.
about?
Like -300 that those things tipped over and soaked the back of his car with gas.
Whatever they're called. Not milk cartons. They were in his trunk though. You know,
crates.
Like, crates, milk crates. Yep. He put them those two things right in milk crates and pulled off.
I get nervous filling up the approved gas can container. When I need gas for the lawnmower and driving it, you know, 5 miles down the road to my house.
I get nervous with the propane tank from the store and driving it.
I just,
like somebody's going to run into me and I'm going to look like it's going to incinerate my whole being and I'm dead right there because I got the one time I get rear-ended, it's because I got the propane tank in my car.
I just, whether the videos are from the last couple of days or from a year ago or 2 years ago or 10 years ago, just the visual of people attempting to pump gas into like Giant Eagle bags is just it's astounding to me. I don't. How bad do you need the gas? You don't do that. Please
get off the gas.
Get off that gas. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.